Blog Talk Radio.
You never knew you would fail. You never knew you'd go through the things you've been through. You never knew that you would fall. But I heard his voice say, I heard his voice say, hear the pain. It is not your fault, failure. It is not your fault, business. It is not your fault, poverty. It is not your fault. I have to embrace the fall. You never knew you'd be broken. You never knew you'd cry the tears that you cried. You never knew you'd lose me. But I heard it for me. I have the news. I have the news.
Got to know our portion is good news. Good news. Hallelujah. That's our portion. We ain't trying to hear no negativity. We ain't trying to hear, well, you know, you got to be positive. Well, when I put positive against the word of God, I want the word of God. Now, I'm going to have to explain that later on because a lot of people think positive is the word of God. No. See, with positive, you need negative. It's like a car. A car don't operate without the negative and the positive. Positive needs negative. But when you're in the word of God, you don't need nothing but the word itself. Thing you need is wrapped up in that word. That's your portion. I'm going to explain on a little later on Maybe if not today, before this week's out, because I want you all to get that. A lot of people want everybody to be positive. No, you want people to be in the Word of God. Hey, welcome to the Word of God. I am Lewis Beasley, apostle. I meant the word at noon. I am Lewis Beasley, the apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God, according to his word, not according to man, but according to his word. Let me ask Pastor Bill if she'll get us started this week with a word of prayer. I am just led to do that. Pastor Bill from Akron, Ohio.
Praise the Lord and good afternoon, everyone. Amen. Thank you, Pastor, for that song. Amen. Good news. That's our portion. What better news can we have than the Word of God? Amen. The scripture I'd like to share is coming from Philippians, the third chapter, and verse 14. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Amen. Heavenly Father, as we come before you today, we're giving you thanks for this day, Father God. We're thanking you for our pastor and all the listeners, those that are listening by internet. We just pray today, Father God, that we will open up our hearts and our mind to receive the teaching that you have given our pastor to teach, Father God. And we ask that you bless all those, Father God, that they will have a listening ear with their heart and allow that word to dwell in our hearts where we can meditate on it day and night. Father God, bless each and every one who've asked us to keep them lifted up in prayer. You know their heart and their heart's desire, Father God. Be with those that are sick and shut in. Be with those who are bereaved and those who are going through, Father God. In your word, it tells us, if we keep our minds stayed on thee, you will keep us in perfect peace. So, Father God, bless each and every one. Be with those, Father God, that have asked us to pray for them, for you know what it is they're asking you for, Father God, and may they have a testimony for you, Father God. May all of us draw closer to you, Father God, as we learn more and more of your word, Father God. Continue to bless our pastor as he teaches this word, as the Holy Spirit leads him, Father God. And Lord, we just give you praise for all things, even bless those that are listening by internet, Father God, that this lesson will touch them as well. We give you praise and thanking you for all things. In Christ Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah. We're still trying to play down last week's review. But brother and sister, I'm going to tell you, man, it's just an awesome thing to know that you've been chosen.
All right. Amen.
And you can see it right through the word of God. Not hope it, but you know that you know that you know that you know you've been chosen. That's a beautiful thing. Mm-hmm. And to know that you have been handpicked, picked out. And say, many folks call, but look here, I picked you. You've been chosen.
Thank you, Lord.
I've allowed you to be in my righteousness, operate in his righteousness, not ours, but in his. I'm just excited. I'm elated, man. It's just doing a lot for me. But anyway, but you know, the letter kill it, but the spirit giveth life, brothers and sisters. You know, this stuff written down, the spirit is on it, and it gives life to that. And you somewhat like say, yes, Lord. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hallelujah.
This week, we want to talk about delighting to do God's will. I delight to do God's will. So we want to talk about that. We want to talk about our trust. Our trust must be in God. And I can't get away from it, brother and sister, but beautiful righteousness. Woo! Beautiful righteousness. I don't know, maybe I should start it off there with that first. But beautiful righteousness is what you want. See, when you get that invitation to come to the wedding, it's beautiful.
Amen.
Beautiful. Matter of fact, maybe I start off with that because I know we were talking about righteousness, and we're going to talk about a lot of these things this week. But I guess I could start off with 2 Corinthians 3:9. I'm going to ask Pastor to read that. I'm probably going backwards with this, but I'm thinking I need to do it this way. After we went through Matthew 22:14, we really need to understand how beautiful righteousness is. It's a beautiful thing. But if the ministry of, I'm going to ask Pastor Chir just to read it out of the King James and out of the Messenger Bible. 2 Corinthians 2:3-9. 2 Corinthians 3:9.
Okay. Amen. So from the King James, 2 Corinthians 3:9. For if the ministration of the condemnation be glory, much more doeth the ministration of righteousness exceed in glory. Amen.
But if the ministration of condemnation, are you going to read out the Messenger Bible from your pastor?
Yes, Pastor.
Okay.
Amen. From the Message Bible, 2 Corinthians 3:9. If the government of condemnation was impressive, how about this government of affirmation? Bright as that old government was, would look downright dull alongside this new one. Amen.
That is so powerful. Tell you what. In Psalms 11, I'm going to ask Pastor to find that as I comment on 2 Corinthians 3:9. You have to understand, Paul said that the old covenant held its glory and one certainty. It did, and I totally agree. Just imagine how glorious the new covenant. The law was wonderful, you could say, because although it condemned us, it was good in a sense for what it did, because it got Christ. But in the new covenant, the law and the promises are fulfilled. Christ had come. By faith, we can be justified, made right. We go.
Hallelujah.
I want you, if you will, I don't know why that does that. If you'd be so kind to read Psalms 11, Pastor.
Did you want me to read it in its entirety or a certain verse, Pastor?
How many verses does it have? You know,
7 verses.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Trust in the Lord for protection. So why don't you say to me, fly like a bird to the mountain for safety? For lo, the wicked bend their bow. They make ready their arrow upon the string, that they may privately shoot at the upright in heart. If the foundation be destroyed, what can righteous do? The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes behold, his eyelids try the children of men. That the Lord try the righteous, but the wicked and him that loveth violence, his soul hateth. Upon the wicked he shall rain snare, fire, and brimstone, and an horrible tempest. This shall be the portion of their cup. For the righteous Lord loveth righteousness. His countenance doeth behold the upright. Amen.
Amen. And I'm talking about our righteousness. Brother and sister, please hear this. There is a righteousness that God has given us. We need to live in it. It's easy to forget. And like I said, we'll talk about this week. I just want to lay some stuff out. There's a thing that we have. If you'll be honest now, we'll get something. We'll think, okay, this is right. And not really compared to what God's word have actually said. And then some of us have taken the word of God and said, okay, this righteousness here, never knowing that there could be another side to it. Never understanding that because we've taken this as law, that is law. Not so. God's righteousness is different, brothers and sisters.
Amen.
It's easy to get caught up in what we do on a day-to-day basis. So this right, that's right. No. You want me to go there? I'll go there with you now. You're supposed to love them that hate you. Are you practicing that?
Amen.
Those that have despitefully used you, are you practicing that? Or are you saying, well, you know what? Long don't bother them. I'm okay. No, you may have to go bother them.
All right.
You may have to go find the lost sheep, especially if you recognize, hey, they missed the mark. Then you got a responsibility.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And God forbid those that's coming to you for leadership, for guidance, for direction, and all you can do is turn them around and turn them back. No, you have a responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
You're like the father that daddy was. He exemplified what righteousness is. I know that boy lost all his money. He just as broke as he can go. Now he's going to come on back and start begging. And I tried to tell him, he didn't do all of that. No.
Mm-hmm.
Don't even let me go there. Help me, Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Last time I checked, he said, hey, y'all, it's party time now. What party? You know that boy that was lost? I see him coming up the road. Hey, let's get a party. That ain't normal. That ain't what you're supposed to do. Your jaw's supposed to get tight. You're supposed to be angry, mad. You see, that's man kind of right. But you know what God said? God's going to kill the fattest calf. Going to put some of them oxtails on.
All right.
And little collard greens. See, we want to throw a little collard greens up in there. We finna have fun. And get the best robe you got in there. And everybody else is looking at amazed. What's wrong with you? Especially that boy here.
Yeah.
So what's wrong with you, Daddy? I've been here all along and you ain't helped me like this. What's really going on?
Right.
Look, God's righteousness is not what our righteousness is. It's just like I was talking to somebody yesterday. Listen, brother and sister, God made Jesus to be sin. You may not like that, but as far as God is concerned, the sin problem is done with. Okay? It's over.
Hallelujah.
What the devil said? Well, Pastor, how could you say that when I see this and say that? No, you're not in Christ. But if you're in Christ, you don't have a sin problem.
Amen.
You mean you don't sin? In your eyes, I might do a lot of things, but in the eyes of God, I'm dead. I'm in Christ, man. He don't see me as sin. He sees me as the very righteousness, according to 2 Corinthians 5:21.
Mm-hmm.
So,
amen.
You can't ignore that, man. How you going to ignore the fact that God done paid the bill with Christ, and then you going to say, well, I still got to work. I still got to take care of the sin problem. The devil is a lie.
You can't
take care of the sin problem, no way.
Amen.
Girdle up your loins, man. Hear the truth for once in your life. Hear the truth. And then you can see him been dealt with. What about this? I don't care about that. I'm not in the world. That's the world way of looking at it. I'm into God's righteousness.
Amen.
And hopefully we'll talk about the two kinds of righteousness. And then that's what leads us to this part here, trusting in God. Listen, mm-hmm. So it says, our trust must be in God.
Yeah, yeah, amen.
2 Corinthians 3, well, actually, let's go to 3 and 4. I'm going to ask Pastor to read that. Our trust has to be in God. One of my favorite scriptures is Proverbs 3 and 5. You got to trust in God with all your heart. Not part of it, all of it. All of it. Remember
yeah.
what you think. Trust in him with all your heart. Mind, your soul, everything. Lord, I know it don't feel right, but because your word says it's right, it's right. It's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. 2 Corinthians 3 and...
This is 4.
Okay, 4 reads as follows. And such trust have we through Christ the God word. Amen. Praise God.
Yeah. Well, see if you got in the Messenger Bible or the Living Bible. I want y'all to hear this. Where's your trust at?
Mm-hmm.
Not in God's word. And some of this righteousness, I'm not putting it in there. And you may not like it. I understand. All I ask somebody is to help me out. I was telling this couple just the other day, I'm telling you, here they were worried about, oh, they're trying to live by the law. Forget that, honey. If you and this man, that's what y'all need to live and exist, God will deal with you. Put your trust in God. There's nowhere to live, nowhere written that you got to go and sign your life away. I haven't found that yet for a marriage. Marriage starts in the heart. Who God done put together, don't let no man put asunder. If God done put you with somebody, stay with them. Stay with them till the cows come home. Paper or no paper, stay with them. If you got paper, it's okay. If you don't pay, have them, great. Stay there with you. Stay there and by faith, stay there. Say that by faith. That's all you can do. Lord, thank you.
Yeah.
Because if your heart is right, that's what you're going to be judged by. What's in
all
your
right.
heart. That's where the issues of life is at.
All right. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. All right, Pastor. That verse from the New Living Translation, 2 Corinthians 3 and verse 4, it says, we are confident of all this because of our great trust in God through Christ. Amen.
Somebody didn't hear that, Pastor. Somebody didn't really hear that.
Read it one more time.
Just for me, read it.
Okay, Pastor. It says, we are confident of all this because of our great trust in God. Amen.
Where's your confidence? How did you get it? Is it based on what you have in God or not? Huh? Is it based on what you have in God?
All right. Now.
Or what you have in yourself? Or what you have in fear not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envy against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon get down like the grass, rather wither as the green herb.
Amen.
Please listen. Please. Trust in the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And good. So you shall dwell in the land. Wow, that's powerful.
Yes.
Amen. See, when you delight thyself also in the Lord, he shall give you the desires of thy heart. So let us delight ourselves in the Lord. So that's something we talk about this week. See, when you delight to do God's will, when your trust is in God. It's a whole nother ball game. You want to be able to see the beauty of God's righteousness. Delight thyself in God. Delight thyself to do the will of God. I guess that's why I like 1 Peter and in 2 Corinthians 3 and 8. Did you read that yet, Pastor? Man, I'm just excited.
Yes, I think I did, but I couldn't read it again, Pastor. 2 Corinthians 3 and 8. How shall that the ministration of the Spirit be rather glorious? Amen. That was 8.
Thank
mm-hmm.
you, Pastor.
Amen.
This new covenant, this is sort of like confirmation for me. This new covenant is telling us that there's glory beyond your imagination. Glory that goes beyond the law. Do you realize if you want to deal with feelings, what a great feeling it is, you know that, hey, you're doing the will of God, no matter what's been written, no matter what the law say, no matter how condemned you are, you're doing God's will.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think about what Jesus did. You know, that was an awesome thing, what Jesus did, brother. So I'm going to tell you this, and then anybody have any comments on what the lesson going to be about this week, we'll take a few questions. But here's the thing. Here's Jesus walking around in a place where these people had these priests perceive righteousness in their heart. So they found this woman, and you do understand she was caught in the very act of adultery. Well, wait a minute. Act of adultery? Whoa.
Yeah.
Can you imagine some of them church folks get a hold of that one, huh? Well, we call her, if to be in adultery, that means you got a husband somewhere else.
Uh-huh. All right.
And they said, Jesus, we're supposed to stone this woman. Stone her.
Mm-hmm.
You call yourself a righteous man. Stone her.
Mm.
I just want you to see this. What would you think of? He should have said, well, you know, I got to keep the law, and so therefore, stone her. No, he didn't do that. Well, sister, take this as wisdom. He didn't stone her. You know what he did? I would have Pastor tell you, I won't tell you. I want this one. Jesus began to write on the ground.
Yeah.
And the word that is written said, you that without first stone, you that without sin, cast the first stone.
Because
you're bragging about who y'all are, and you in Moses' seat, and this and the third, and you over this big church. But wait a minute. You that without stone, sin, cast the first stone.
Yeah.
Jesus raised up. He has that woman. Said, where are thy accusers?
Yeah.
You got to hear this. Revelation.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus said, where are the accusers? Now, that's a big deal there. How about these little bitty things that people want to accuse you of? That's something big there. I'm talking about the dazzling thing, the things that they want to stick a dagger in your heart because you had a glass of wine.
Mm-hmm.
The thing they talk about, you didn't speak to me today. How can you be a Christian and you didn't speak to me? Here's a woman was caught in the very act of adultery. And Jesus said, well, the accusers. And you know the accuser, and I need to say this, because the accuser is the devil. He's the one accusing. When you listen to people, and you'll know where that came from. You'll know. I promise you, you'll know. Because the devil is the one that accuses. He's the accuser. Revelation 12. The accuser. So the woman said, I don't have any. Jesus said, neither do I. Go and sin no more.
Mm-hmm. That's what he said. Amen. Yeah.
Go and sin no more. Because I'm not going to accuse you. I think that's awesome. When you place yourself in a position that you want to do the right thing, you go like, you know what, I'm not going to accuse you.
Mm-hmm.
But I can
Amen.
Tell you this, I don't accuse you. Now, let me speak to somebody out here. I don't know who I'm talking to, but I'm going to speak to you. Stop accusing people. Even though you think you're right, even though you know you're right, and you've seen it with your own eyes. Can I say that one more time, Pastor? Because you see it with your own eyes, that don't make it right that you have
Amen.
The right to be a person.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
It's, where are your accusers? Because I don't accuse you. Do you? So that's why I told that couple. I don't accuse you. Y'all need y'all two chicks and to live, and you don't want to lose your little check. I mean, you know, come on, let's face $1,500 a month, and the other one with this other one getting like $1,500 a month. So they finna go from $2,000 a month to right at $800 a month, and they rent is $1,200. Go figure it. Brothers and sisters, where are your accusers at? See if they're
right.
going to pay your rent. See if they're going to pay your rent. See if they're going to do that for you. While they busy trying to accuse you. Them church folks stuff. But anyway, these are the subjects that we're going to work on this week. We're going to tackle them. Looking forward to it. Now, anybody have any comments on anything, press 1, and we'll get into it.
Amen, amen. Yes. I just want to read that 2 Corinthians 3 and verse 4 from the Message Bible also. It says, we couldn't be more sure of ourselves in this, that you, written by Christ himself for God, our letter of recommendation, we wouldn't think of writing this kind of letter about ourselves. Only God can write such a letter. Amen, amen. I like that next verse, too, because it says, His letter authorizes us to help carry out this new plan of action.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Say it, Pastor. Say it.
Amen.
See, that's what the new plan does. The old plan won't let you do that. The old plan go. We're going to call her in the very act.
Mm-hmm.
The old plan. Yeah. You make up in your mind which plan you're living by. I'm going to trust God.
Yes. Amen.
Because, see, in my heart, I know for some people, it takes 2 income.
That's right.
That's real,
right.
Brother, sister.
Yes, it is.
And I said, if God done put them together, don't let no paper, don't let no standards, don't let the world keep you apart.
Mm-hmm.
Agree to be one in God.
Amen.
I mean, God don't ask for anything any different. I don't. The stuff man asks for, God don't ask for. God's righteousness is different than man's righteousness.
All right.
You know the legal side of God. Let me tell somebody this, and but the legal side of God is grace.
Hallelujah.
The legal side of God is grace.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can throw a little mercy in there, but grace will bring mercy.
Mm-hmm.
But the legal side of God is grace. So let me explain it to somebody. So you made a right turn on a red light, and the police siren goes, in man's eye, you were in the light. In God's eyesight is, you headed to the hospital? Go on. I'm going to take you.
All right.
Man doesn't see it. That prodigal son, in man's eyes, you know what? You need to go back to the hog trough. You need to hang out with my servants. You don't need to be. You ain't fit to be king. You ain't fit to be house. But God's grace says, we're finna do you a party like you've never seen before. That's God's grace. That's God's right there, brothers and sisters. When you began to show grace.
Thank you, Lord.
Don't always your righteousness supersede God's righteousness because it's something you think or something you done read. You may not rightly divided the word of God anyway. You might have just divided so it'll fit in your little box.
Have mercy.
But we want to keep those families in Virginia lifted up. They had the bad tragedies. Those football players, one of their own killed about three or four of them. Let's keep that family lifted up that some kind of way they'll be able to get through it with the help of the Holy Ghost and the Holy Spirit. Maybe God will send somebody that witness.
Yes.
Does anybody else have anything else? Press one because we're getting ready to go. Thank you, Pastor, so much for hearing that scripture.